Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Babylon, Iraq. Middle East archaeologists are hoping to save the ruins of the biblical Tower of Babel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Following the years of devastation under the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein and the ensuing American invasion of Iraq, archaeologists are beginning to work on ancient Babylonian sites and hope to save the ruins of the biblical Tower of Babylon and learn how it was built before it crumbled under the weight of confusion. As a first step, experts are working on a plan to prevent further deterioration of the mud-bricked ruins, which were damaged by Saddam's personal building projects. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The meticulous work by archaeologists to preserve the mud brick tower of Babel in Iraq is evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For several decades, the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein worked to restore the site of biblical Babylon, which included the mud-brick building of the Tower of Babel. Since the war-torn nation of Iraq is working to restore its country to the glory days of this Middle Eastern state in many areas, they have arranged for archaeologists to work to save the ruins of the ancient biblical site. The Bible records the destruction of the Tower of Babel when the people of the world at that time, who only spoke one language, were confronted by a heavenly visitor, and the tower was destroyed by the confusion of that one language becoming many languages. That's Genesis chapter 11. This account of Babylon's beginnings, found in Genesis 11, is only the start of a significant history for this city. Babylon is where the Jews were held captive for 70 years. That's 2 Chronicles 36. Babylon was the city where Alexander the Great became the ruler of the known world. Babylon is also the city where the Apostle Peter traveled to start a church to reach that part of the world. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 13. Babylon will also be the headquarters for a world economic center and its leader, the Antichrist. That's Revelation 18. Babylon is the city that will be destroyed in 1 hour. Revelation 18, verses 10, 17, and 19. This will be a total destruction and forever. That's Isaiah 13 and 14, Jeremiah 50 and 51, and Revelation chapter 16, verses 17 to 21. Archaeologists working to preserve the city of Babylon is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...